This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al,
Zane,
and Brian.
No Huddle Podcast, part of the Odyssey Network. I'm Al Sacco with Brian Rennick. Zane Nafke, we are beyond excited to start out with our guest today, who is a five-time Pro Bowler that rushed for 10,643 yards, gained 14,892 all-purpose yards, and when the lights were the brightest, he played his best, scoring 10 touchdowns in seven playoff games with the 49ers, including five in the divisional round in the 1993 season and three more in Super Bowl 29. He is the great Ricky Waters. Ricky, thank you so much for the time.
Hey, say that again.
I could have kept going and going and going. I had to shorten it up.
No, I appreciate that for sure.
Oh, man, we appreciate you. You know, we all grew up huge Niner fans, so this is great for us. And we wanted to start out looking back on your career, Ricky. And Steve Young did an interview recently, and he was asked to compare you to Christian McCaffrey. And he said some things about you that really stuck out to me. He said, "We all underappreciated him when he was with us. And when he was gone, it was like, oh, my gosh, he was great." And he called you the sauce of championships. What do you think it was about your game that made you such a perfect fit in that Mike Shanahan offense?
Well, first of all, I mean, you have to be somebody who can do everything on the field when you're playing in an offense like I played in, especially from the running back position. And what helped me was the fact that I played wide receiver, I played running back, I did all these things. You know, I even did punt returns and kick returns and stuff in college. So I had all these things on my resume. So I was ready for an offense like that where you had to block. The number one thing I think that Steve really appreciates me for is the fact that I would block my butt off for him. I didn't want anybody touching my daggone quarterback. That's my man. You know what I'm saying? That's my man. Yeah. You don't touch him. So, you know, I always protected him, especially on the backside when he had to throw, and he's left-handed. So, you know, they would have me going the opposite way that you would normally go for a player. But I would do whatever I had to do. I'd cut down the defensive end. I'd do whatever it takes as far as that. But also, I would understand and know the plays. That's the first thing, man. They want to make sure you know the plays. When you get out there, you know what you're doing. And not only was I adept at understanding and knowing the plays as far as running back, but also they would put me at a flanker position. They would put me at the split end. So they would expect me to act like a split end. If you were out there at the split end position, you are now John Taylor for this play. You know, if you're in the slot, you're Jerry Rice for this play, and so on and so forth. So I learned how to do those things and how to play adequately doing all the different things, whether it's a route down the field, whether it's a quick route, something that I had to do, a timing route, things of that nature. I worked really hard at being, especially a wide receiver, at the wide receiver position. I went out there with Jerry and John. I don't know if you know about the jugs machine, right? They had this machine. They would shoot that thing out. And when I first started, I almost took my head off because I couldn't even catch it. And they would just walk up on it and catch it and keep running. So I had to work on that and get proficient at that before they even thought about me doing all the things that I had to do out there. So it was like, it was more than any running back would be asked to do. But at the same time, I love doing it. And I appreciated that they thought I could do so much and I was allowed to do so much in that offense.
Ricky, that's awesome, because it really kind of leads into the next question. Of all the running backs with 10,000 or more yards rushing, you're actually third all time in receiving yards per game, behind only Marshall Faulk at 39 per game and Tiki Barber at 33. You know, you said that you played wide receiver, you did punt return. It sounds like you were doing some of that at Notre Dame. Is that what you kind of attribute to your ability to affect the passing game as a running back? Because again, not every running back can do that. And, you know, the Marshall Faulk and Tiki Barber are pretty good company.
Oh yeah, definitely. I love those guys. Actually, I love watching them play. And those are guys that told me that they watch me. They watch footage of me to see how to do that thing. So, you know, I really appreciate that as well. But yeah, it goes all the way back to high school with me. I played so many positions. That's why I was number one recruit coming out my senior year, because I could play quarterback. I played quarterback at the time. I played wide receiver. I played defensive back, safety, all these different positions that people wanted me for different colleges. But to be able to get on a team like the Niners and do that with the players that I was able to play with, that made it even more special, because they were awesome. I mean, they were awesome. Obviously, before I got there, they had already won. So they had an awesome team. But once I got there and they saw that I was a baller and I was willing to do whatever it took to be great, they took me through the ringer. I mean, whether we were running that mountain with Jerry, where he was running, they all ran me in the dirt that one day I was about to throw up. Man, it was a few days, actually. I can't even say one day. It was a few days I was about to throw up out there trying to run with Jerry and all of them. But then they would run on the mountain. Then we go to the track. Then we would lift weights. And when we lift weights, man, I mean, we go out there. We obviously, some of the guys can lift a lot more than others, but we all go out there pulling our shirts up, you know, acting like we're all Lou Ferrigno or somebody. You know, we're all just showing you how to lift. And the way we pushed each other, it was just an amazing thing to be on that team, to have those great players, for me to be one of them, you know, and welcomed as one of them, and to play like we did, and to all come together like we did. It was a special team. I tell you what, I will put that team up against any team in history, anytime. Yes. We can go. I don't know how you would do that, but I feel like we would fare up well against any team. We had the great players, and we all pushed each other.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm going to ad lib real quick. I have two more questions for you, Ricky. But the first one, you know, you just mentioned kind of all the positions that you played in high school. When you got recruited and you decided on Notre Dame, what position did they recruit you for?
It was for running back.
Okay.
And that's why I went there. So I was like, I expect to play running back, even though I ended up being put at wide receiver and flanker. But eventually I was put back at running back, which I feel like is my position. I love that position. I love the players that played that position. You know, I love Jim Brown. I love Walter Payton, Eric Dickerson. I can go on. Tony Dorsett.
Awesome.
I can go on and on about the guys that I really loved in the game. And I love Roger Staubach too. I loved all these other great players, Len Swan. Like, there was a lot of great players that I loved, but none more than the running back position. It was something about that position that I loved. I felt like that was the, like, the man's man position. Like, if you can play that position, you can play any position out there because you're asked to do so many things, especially in the because even in high school, I was in the wing T. So even that, they throw the ball to the back a lot. So I've always been in offenses where they throw the ball to the back a lot. They use me on wide, like end arounds, all the screens, the draws, delays and stuff they would give to me. I love that kind of ball. And that's why I love watching the 49ers right now. I mean, when you talk about Ed McCaffrey, this guy came halfway in the season. He showed everything he could do in half a season. And that was a lot. He threw a touchdown. He caught a touchdown, right? He ran. Man, the run he had against the Philadelphia Eagles, I mean, that showed what he's made of right there. And to have him, to have Debo, where he could come in and spell these guys, he can even run. You know, I wouldn't run him that much because we don't want to get that guy hurt. But I love putting the ball in his hands, obviously. And then you talk about Kittle. You talk about Kittle and those guys. That's somebody else. They can boom. You can do an end around with him. You could do the draws, the delay. You get the ball in his hands. You get a couple guys out there, you know. And with Christian McCaffrey, with those guys, I mean, it's just like, did I say Ed earlier? Because I played with Ed.
Yeah, you played with his dad.
I'm sorry about that. It's my guy.
No worries.
But I love Christian and the way he plays. And I just feel like the way they're used, it's hard to stop this team. It's hard to, they have so many weapons and they can hit you in so many different angles. And Kyle Shanahan is like a mastermind of using these guys. I love watching them play. I do. And they remind me of how we played because we were kind of that same type of offense where you don't know who's going to get the ball. You don't know where we're going to hit you next. And how hard we're going to hit you or if we're going to come deep. We might get a turnover and right the next play, we might go to the bomb and hit Jerry Rice on you. You never know what's going to happen. So I love this team right now. I love the way they play. And I'm looking forward to seeing how they play this year, especially with McCaffrey having been there all year. Now he's going to have a whole offseason. Same thing with Brock. You know, no one expected him to be there and have to take this team to where he took them last year was just amazing. But I think he can do even better with another year as long as he heals up and everything's right. Brock Purdy. I think he's going to do well this year.
So you were a part of that last team to win a Super Bowl in San Francisco and after that 94 season. And San Francisco was the team that drafted you. And then you won that Super Bowl. And after that season, you know, you ended up moving on to Philly. One of our writers at the 49ers Web Zone, Mark Adams, put out an article last month. And that article was titled 10 Worst Decisions in 49ers History. And one of those that he put in there was not re-signing you after the 94 season. Was that move? Was that more about business? Was that more about wanting to go with Ray Rhodes to Philly? Or what was the deal with that?
No, you're saying it from my end, like I could just choose where I wanted to go. If I choose where I wanted to go, we would have won another championship because that's what I was thinking about. I was thinking about getting paid what I deserve after I proved who I was and what I can do for this team. I think it was time for me to get paid and to get handled like the other players. But instead, I was made a transition player, not a franchise player or anything like that. I would have loved, you know, a transition player. And I was left out there kind of to fend for myself. So that's what I had to do. And actually going to Philadelphia, that was more of a situation where I had other teams that I was scheduled to go see as well. But I only went there because of Ray Rhodes. I respected him. I wanted to show that I respect you as a coach, especially after what I know you had to go through to become, you know, the coaching of this team and all that. I want to make sure I come there and come see you and take you as a serious somewhere that I would actually go because you're coaching there. That's the reason. But I never thought that at that time, that's where I would, you know, truthfully end up. I never thought that the 49ers wouldn't match whatever anyone put out there because I felt like I proved myself, like I said, and I expected to be a 49er at the end of that offseason. But I'm fine with things happen the way they have. Obviously, you see, I go to the 49er games. I do, you know, I still care about the team. I still want them to do well. I'm not one of those people who's like, oh, they did me wrong. I understand it's business. And at the end of the day, even if I don't understand it, it was business on their side. There was somebody understood something or thought they understood something. But now with the things that are being said, things that like Steve Young is saying, different people are saying, I appreciate that because I feel like that's who I am for real. You look at the NFL films. I don't know if you saw that. The NFL Films Presents. I was scared, you know, to even do something like that. And when we had some of the things we were talking about, really personal stuff to me and everything, but I thought they did a great job in such a short period of time to be able to explain it all, kind of what happened, you know, in those situations and everything. But I'm happy they did it the way they did. I think they did a great job, and I'm really proud of that. And I'm proud of my team. Like I said, that I played on, the 49er team that I played on, I put them up against anybody. I'm still close to all my guys. I'm glad that I live out here so I can go to the game, so I can see the guys that I played with, and as well as the coaches who coach me, as well as the guys that are there now who I feel are representing the team very well.
Awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.